is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama apologizes for counterterrorism strike. The White House says a U.S. counterterrorism operation in January accidentally killed two hostages, one American aid worker and one Italian man, both held by Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. Other U.S. officials said the hostages were killed during an airstrike by unmanned drone aircraft. President Obama personally apologized for the incident, which resulted in the deaths of American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto. Both had been working on aid projects in Pakistan.
As president and as commander-in-chief, I take full responsibility for all our counterterrorism operations, including the one that inadvertently took the lives of Warren and Giovanni. I profoundly regret what happened. On behalf of the United States government, I offer our deepest apologies to the families.
President Obama said based on the intelligence, it was believed the airstrike targeted an Al-Qaeda compound with no civilians present. The White House also announced the U.S. forces killed two American members of Al-Qaeda in separate operations. A U.S. military official says Iranian cargo ships, which may be carrying weapons for Houthi rebels in war-torn Yemen, are moving away from that country. Speaking under the condition of anonymity, the official said the Pentagon will continue to watch the ships carefully. The White House has said it has seen evidence that Iran supplied arms to the Shiite Houthis in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed a number of U.S. warships to Yemeni waters to ensure that key Gulf shipping channels stay open. Military officials deny the U.S. fleet is there to intercept Iranian ships. This is VOA News.